Only a few blocks away from the March for Our Lives, tourists, activists, and street performers gathered outside of the White House. A gray-haired man gently plucked his guitar strings as he sang Bob Dylan's legendary protest anthem, Blowin' in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
Outspoken teenagers have been the face of the March for Our Lives, but adolescents are not the only ones marching to end gun violence. Older adults remember their previous experiences with civil unrest as they look forward to the future.
Yes, and how many seas must a white dove sail?
79-year-old Judy Green was sitting in her wheelchair outside of the White House. Her bright yellow sign featured a photo of an assault weapon and the hashtag Never Again. Green recalls protesting alongside her peers in the 1960s.
The Vietnam moratorium and things, they were extraordinary, and we did extraordinary things. And numbers just matter. Numbers matter, and being out and being counted. That's why I got my walker and said, I'm going as far as I can go to get counted.
How many years can a mountain exist?
Rachel Evans remembers Columbine, the first school shooting to generate a media frenzy. She believes the young people spearheading this march will be able to make a change that adults have not.
To hear the young people come here who have organized this and speak their minds, and we could hear how eloquent they are and how passionate they are about their cause, we feel that it's really important also to show that we support their efforts.
She remembers the huge crowd at the Million Moms March 18 years ago.
And everybody felt that this was going to make a difference, that there would be change. And nothing happened. It was talk about trauma. It was traumatically depressing for that to have happened. So here we have another chance.
Melinda Miller says the young marchers remind her of her own adolescence.
People, like back in our day, young people were galvanized because they were being drafted. Yes. Their friends were being drafted.
And being killed.
And being killed, sent to that war and being killed. And that is what these kids are saying.
That's
we are
right.
Being impacted, like, about with dealing with this stuff every day.
Yes.
Even if it's just a lockdown drill, that's an impact. And so, you know, that's why it's so immediate and just galvanizing.
Susan Schakowsky says the march is comparable to demonstrations she attended as a teenager.
It does feel like back in the 70s. The young people are taking charge, and all that energy and smarts and just passion is coming through. So I think it harkens back to that. It feels the same.
Her friends agree.
We were the ones leading them. So this is like the next generation.
But those marches made a difference.
They made a difference.
I mean, they have energy, and they're gonna see it through. I think like we did.
Even though there are plenty of experienced protesters at the march, some of the adults have one thing in common with the kids. They too are attending their first ever protest.
I worked here in 1967 and 68. I did not do any protesting then. I'm doing it now. It's sort of ironic. I had a good job, and I just wore wingtips and did my job and, you know, had short hair.
73-year-old Jim Carney is holding a sign that reads, NRA owns Trump. Sad.
I actually used to work for the NRA. That's why I came to Washington 50 years ago. But it wasn't a nut job organization, and it was about gun marksmanship and safety.
Judy Green has a few words of advice for the young people following in her footsteps.
You have to rise up, take a stand, be willing to pay whatever consequences there are, and don't let up. Don't go home tomorrow and think that you've done something, because you can't. You have to follow through.
Rachel Evans says the teenagers give her hope for future generations.
And to listen to them speak, that's what makes a difference. And it's just wonderful for us to see that. It gives us hope.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
For Media Milwaukee, I'm Lauren Keene.